34 degrees. Good morning. We got a lot going on this morning, but first of all, let's say good morning to our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of the six-year labor of love. It's called Letters to the Beloved. I mean, it's heavy. You're going to want to read it. I mean, I guess it could be a paperweight, but you're going to want to definitely read this and use this in your Bible reading. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Not insulting the book, saying you could use it. I'm just saying, you know, this is like a telephone book, you know?
Yeah, I think it's actually, that's a good secondary purpose for it, is to be, you know, if there's something you want to flatten out, you know, I think those are good things you could use it for.
It's
for
possible,
sure.
Yeah.
Doorstop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we could probably think of all sorts of different uses for it.
Oh, well, I said we got a busy morning here, so let me size that up. By the way, I see you liked my Wordle. I got it in three tries this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying I wish it would have been Speed Wordle today. It took me about 38 seconds to get the whole thing today.
Okay.
It took me four tries, but I just kind of raced through it this morning. And so, you know, some days it takes all day, but it was a good one.
Some days I won't share because I'll be like, they'll have told me something doesn't go in a certain position and I kept it there. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to show that. I don't want to show that. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We've got our couple of things. We've got our Toby Mac against Mercy Me in our Song Showdown CCM Championship today. I'm feeling kind of good because Mercy Me was seeded number one. Toby Mac was seeded number two, and they're meeting in the finals. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It's a good showdown.
It is.
It's a good showdown.
And we also are.
Who would you? Maybe I can't ask for who you would root for.
Yeah. You know, I just saw Toby Mac in concert, but I want to play it down the middle. Our own Betsy is on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, and she's actively doubting Toby Mac. So, all right. She's a big
Excellent.
DC. She had DC
Excellent.
Talk in the tournament. So, kind of like you'd be championing Andrew
Excellent.
Peterson if he was in this thing, right?
I would. I would. But I also like both of them. I like Mercy Me, and I also like Toby Mac. It probably depends on what my mood is on any given day, quite honestly.
Well, I got to say, I was at the Target Center to see Toby in concert recently, and at 57, I came away, and I saw the posters promoting Mercy Me, and they're coming. And I got to say, I'm like, nobody in Mercy Me is going to dance like Toby did. I'll tell you that. So,
yeah, exactly.
All right. Also, we got our Masters Golf Tournament contest, and we've got prizes. And we've got a $20 gift certificate to Sammy's, two Micon movie tickets, and the CD for the Netflix movie. It's really good, A Week Away. And so I'm going to give you a chance to get in because we don't pay you anything to do what you do for us, and you're in your third year of early morning visits at 5:45. So somebody said Phil Mickelson, and I had to let Sherry know he's not playing this year. So
yeah.
I've got, if you don't
How
really
about Arnold
know,
Palmer?
I've got the ranked golfers in front of me if you want me to just give you one.
Yeah, you bet. Give me one.
All right, I'm going to give you so we're going by a guy named Porter. He ranked him 1 to 91, and so okay, yeah, Justin Thomas, he finished fourth in 2020, and they say that he's got every shot that you need, so.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Jason has
I would have gone with Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus, so I.
All right. Yeah, and so I'm checking. I may want to coach Sherry a little bit. She's saying Sergio Garcia. I'm not sure if he's in the field either. So, you know, the times they are a-changing, as Bob Dylan did tell us on one occasion. So, all right. Again, the Wib Wake Up
he
Show.
He did, yes.
Facebook group has this up this morning. Not seeing a lot of people there, but I've got to list the prizes. And then also the listener line at 396-1670. All right. We were working our way through. Boy, those were some great verses in Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13 yesterday. Let's just do verse 14 today.
Yeah. You bet. So it says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it.
All right, short and sweet and to the point, but here's what Jason's got in Letters to the Beloved. He says, all of these traits are rooted in love, which is my essence in your new self. Love is your defining trait, too. Love animates all these other things. Self-centeredness complicates everything, but other-centered love offers a glimpse of my glory. Jason, I know you're a big champion for love, not just in word, but in deed, and yet so many other things can beckon our attention that we can lose track of it sometimes.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that we were touching on that again yesterday in the verses 12 and 13, the idea of relational holiness. And, you know, I know that I can get swept up into self-centeredness, which can lead to a biting tongue and discounting the image of God and others. And so it's important, I know, for me to come back to the idea of love day by day, to remember that that's, as I wrote in there, our defining trait. And I want to live from that place, but do not always do so consistently.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's great stuff. And that is the aspiration. We want to be encouraging others in that. So many verses that support that. And thanks for the encouragement. Again, Jason, with the word ludio, love up, down, in, out, something we want to take in consideration. All right. It's the moment everybody's been waiting for. This is the championship. And maybe this is what everybody thought it would be. Toby Mac versus Mercy Me. What a showdown. Yeah, go ahead.
Cannot wait to see how this all plays out in the next, 28 minutes here. Who will emerge the winner at 7:45, though we've never had one go to overtime yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if this could be that final matchup that does have to go to extra time.
I think you, like I, are glad we don't have to vote. How do you decide between these two? So Dan the Trucker in Janesville, he's in the area today. Good morning to his mom, Rita, listening in Broadhead for this special moment here on the live stream. And Dan is going with Finally Home from Mercy Me as his fifth song. And he says this is dedicated to his dad. He says it'll be 8 years this coming Monday, the 11th of April, that his dad went to be with the Lord. So that one, but also, boy, a powerful song from the Johnson family.
Yeah, so the Johnson family, they picked Toby Mac very early when we threw this out and said, hey, what song and what artist would you like to take all the way through? And you've got to pick the songs. And so they went with Toby Mac. And I think we both have to compliment them on playing this very, very well as far as what songs they choose.
Yeah.
And they've got just emotionally a powerhouse song here today for their championship matchup. They choose Toby Mac, 21 Years, which, of course, is the song that he wrote in the midst of grief after his son Truett passed away at just 21.
Mercy Me, nominated by Dan the Trucker in memory of his dad, coming up in the 8-year anniversary of his passing. But a powerful second song up against it here in the title round, Caleb.
Yeah, Toby Mac is song number two, that one from the Johnson family from Eau Claire. And they were going with, again, an incredibly emotional song. And this, I think, is what's so interesting, just real briefly, about these two songs. In CCM, contemporary Christian music, what other genre do you have that can write lyrics about death and yet be filled with hope? There's nothing else like this. And it's because, especially as we go into Easter, it's the hope of the resurrection that changes everything. It's the hope of a life beyond this one. And so Finally Home by Mercy Me, and now 21 years that Toby Mac, while roiling in the midst of tragedy when his son passed away so suddenly at 21, but can say, I know there's hope. There's hope. And so, again, you all have to choose between these two songs, but they're all pointing to the cross and to the empty grave. We have hope.
Amen. 396-1670. Bonus vote at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's Toby Mac.
21 years makes a man full grown. 21 years, what a beautiful loan. 21 years, I loved everyone. Thank you, Lord, for my beautiful son.
Toby Mac remembering his son Truett with the song 21 Years, the choice by the Johnson family of Eau Claire, the second song in our Song Showdown Championship, Caleb.
Yeah, and I don't think you can go wrong with these. Trucker Dan from Janesville with Finally Home for Mercy Me and Honor and Memory of His Father. Then the Johnson's family with that incredible song you just heard from Toby Mac, 21 Years, that was written after Toby's son Truett passed away tragically. And you all decide, and again, I don't think there's any wrong vote here. Toby is up by 5 votes right now, but we're still continuing to tally.
I got to say, it seems like Caleb's doing all the tabulating here today because I'm running the board, but it seems like they're performing as champions, right? Both of these
artists. Really close, and there are a lot of votes, so I don't know who's winning right now.
All right, so Caleb is tabulating very busily the two different ways you can vote in our showdown between Toby Mac and Mercy Me. We've heard the songs Finally Home from Mercy Me, Dan the Trucker, and then the Johnson family in Eau Claire going with 21, the song remembering Toby's son Truett. So 396-1670, bonus vote, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Anything you want to say about that?
Here's what I will say right now with 11 minutes left to vote. Make sure you get your bonus votes in. Join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Again, that's important. That's what decided one of the matchups leading to this championship. But I will say this. One artist is in the lead by one vote. I will not tell you who. It's Toby Mac versus Mercy Me. I want to rally the support for both of these.
Very good.
But somebody's ahead by one.
Less than 3 minutes left in the voting in the CCM Championship. How's it looking, Caleb?
All right. Right now, again, single-digit votes separating these two. One artist has slightly extended their lead, but we're just going to shroud this in mystery, and we're not going to tell you who. Uh-huh. But again, two ways to vote, 715-396-1670. You can still, if you're quick, get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's a private group. Ask to join. We'll let you right in.
Josh Wilson, WWIB. And, well, the polls have closed. It's past 745. Who won? We'll tell you coming up here on WWIB. Final tabulating going on between Mercy Me and Toby Mac. All right, apparently we've got... The verdict is in. We've got a winner decided, and so let me get to the drum roll, Caleb.
Your winner of the 2022 CCM Song Showdown on the WIB Wake Up Show is Mercy Me.
Wow.
Mercy Me and Finally Home. I think we had a record voter turnout today. Toby Mac, 21 years against Mercy Me, Finally Home. Two incredible artists, two great stories. The Johnson family and Trucker Dan from Janesville, Eau Claire versus Janesville, Western Wisconsin, all together in this. There were no wrong answers, no wrong votes today.
I thought, though, with Toby Mac with 21, I thought that would carry it over the threshold. Didn't happen.
But Mercy Me, again, the power of that song, the power of their longevity as artists as well, too. And, so Mercy Me just pulled away at the end, but it was just deadlocked all throughout. Thank you. Your participation, every single one of you, was just phenomenal. We had so much fun with this and hearing from people when we're out and about, Halvo, too. It's like, oh, yeah, really looking forward to hearing it and that you anticipated this and that you enjoyed it. It made us feel good, too, that, hey, you know, some of the work behind the scenes to do this, Halvo did all the seeding and the vote tallying and all that you enjoyed it as much as we did. So thank you, everybody.
My mom already has an artist for next year, Guy Penrod. And there's people who know this guy. He can really sing. So Guy Penrod, he's done, I think, with the Gaithers and stuff. So we got groups like I Am They, We the Kingdom saying, hey, what about us? Maverick City Music. So we're looking ahead to next year.
Also, we have prizes, too, that we gathered for our winner. And we never, and what was cool about your participation was we never even announced prizes for this. And you all were just so great. But so we decided that we were going to put some prizes together for whoever won. So we've got some CDs. Micah Tyler, his CD, New Today. That's nice. Going to Dan. And Micah, again, saying, hey, maybe next year I'll last even longer in the tournament. Chris Tomlin and Friends, fantastic album with a little bit of a country flair. We've got that as well. And then We the Kingdom, who I do not believe was even nominated for this year's bracket.
This year.
And they're like, hey, we are coming. We are coming for the championship next year. So We the Kingdom, they're live at the Wheelhouse album. Also, Dan, we've got two Micon Cinemas movie passes for you and $20 toward your next pizza order at Sammy's Pizza in Eau Claire. So pizza, movies, and music. We've got it all for you. Congratulations, Trucker Dan from Janesville. Hope we'll see you soon.
All right, lots going on here. WWIB, congratulations to Dan and Mercy Me winning. But we've got another contest starting today and running through probably Sunday unless they go, well, yeah, I think they play Sudden Death right there at Augusta, Georgia. It's the Masters. There's 91 golfers, and we're saying pick a golfer, first come, first serve. And if your golfer wins, you go away with a $20 gift certificate to Sammy's, two tickets to Micon, and also the soundtrack to the faith-based Netflix film A Week Away. So, a number of golfers are gone. Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka. The ones that are gone, I guess I don't need to mention because they're already gone. But the top-ranked golfer remaining, this is like the NFL draft, Caleb, is Xander
Schauffele. Schauffele, right?
Schauffele, yeah. I don't know him.
I've just occasionally watched golf, okay. And so I've heard that's how it's pronounced. But
good job.
So he's top-ranked in the world right now?
No, he tied for second in 2019.
Okay.
Scottie Scheffler is top-ranked in the world.
Gotcha.
And he went earlier to Marcy. Congratulations. Rory McIlroy is still out there. Come on.
Shelly from Chautauqua, she's like, yeah, I want that guy. I want Xander Schauffele.
Okay. So. All right. So Shelly's got him. Rory McIlroy, gobble him up. He finished fourth in 2015. He still never won. Actually, if Rory wins the Masters, he completes a career Grand Slam. He's won the other three majors.
Wow.
Victor Hovland, Will Zalatoris, Patrick Cantlay. I got to say some of these. No. Clifton Spooner just took Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
So choose a golfer or have us pick one for you.
And there are prizes.
There are prizes. Yeah, and I mentioned those in the beginning. But Justin Rose, Bubba Watson. So let us hear from you. 396-1670. Now that our song showdown has been played. Mercy Me, the champion. But the Newsboys on the outside saying, oh, yeah, We the Kingdom. We'll meet you in the title next year.
Well, this is entitled A Cheapskate's Tips for Stretching a Buck, but I feel like cheapskate has negative connotations. So let's just say someone who's thrifty, someone who's frugal. Here's some ways that you can stretch a buck. These come from economics expert Julia Marlowe, and she gives tips to make your money go farther. And then we'll have our WIB Wake Up Show tips for stretching your dollar as well, Havel.
All right, very good. I'll start you off. Buy socks all the same color and style. If you've got six pairs all the same and one sock wears out, you can still make them match. That's a great tip.
All right, there you go. And I mean, I think a lot of the kids these days, too, wear mismatching socks, too. So when one inevitably goes missing in the black hole that is the dryer,
yes,
you're still good. From economics expert Julia Marlowe, tips for stretching a buck. Trade your old clothes with a friend who wears the same size, and you'll get a whole new look for free.
Interesting. Huh. I hadn't thought of that. Also, here's another one. Keep a plastic squeeze bottle half filled with water in the bathroom and put those leftover little pieces of soap for a soap jelly that makes an efficient hand soap.
Huh. So these are all coming from an economics expert. But now it's our turn here on the WIB Wake Up Show. These are the WIB Wake Up Show's tips for stretching your dollars. How about this? Don't brush your teeth. You'll save money on toothpaste and your bad breath will keep people away, saving you money on deodorant.
That's good. Oh, here's another one from the WIB Wake Up Show. Save water when you shower by putting dirty dishes at your feet.
There you go. We're just trying to help you be thrifty. And one final frugality tip here from the WIB Wake Up Show. For an alternative to overpriced mouthwash, pour water into an empty plastic container and add one Tic Tac per half gallon. Much more affordable.
If you've got some cost-saving ideas, share them with us here. Hey, one final plug for our Masters contest. We've got great prizes here, including a $20 gift certificate to Sammy's Pizza on London Road in Eau Claire. Also, two Mikon movie tickets and the CD with the soundtrack from the faith-based Netflix film, which Caleb and I both liked, A Week Away. And I think our wives liked it, too. So anyhow, 396-1670. Get in before 9 and get a golfer. Have us pick one for you. Early on, Jason Cairns with the best 5 minutes of the day got connected with Justin Thomas, who was at the top of the rankings that Kyle Porter ranked all 91 golfers taking part in the tournament. So Amara Larsson has the second golfer, John Rahm, who finished fourth in 2018. Brooks Koepka going to Lauren in Oliva. Colin Morikawa going to Tony Dakins. Randy Vanderloo and Stanley said, match me with a golfer. He got Cameron Smith, who tied for second in 2020, so you never know. Marcy, earlier this morning, got the top-ranked golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler. Xander Schauffele goes to Shelley in Chautauqua. Gary in Bloomer, his wife was in early. Now, she's got Sergio Garcia, but Gary, her husband, is going to have Dustin Johnson, who won it in 2020. Rory McIlroy's never won the green jacket. He finished fourth in 2015. He has won the other three majors, looking for a career Grand Slam. Jackie in Eau Claire as him. Jordan Spieth to Janine in Onalaska, listening either at WIB.com or 93.7 FM. Cody celebrating his fourth wedding anniversary and requesting a song we'll get to in a moment for he and his wife Cassie. But he's got Victor Hovland, who tied for 21st a year ago. Cliff and Spooner has Bryson DeChambeau. Tiger Woods was picked by Annette in Mondovi. So anyhow, there's some remaining golfers. Go ahead and pick one that I didn't mention, or else we'll pick one for you. 396-1670, WWIB. We hope that one of you wins these great prizes, but again, many golfers, and we've got about a dozen or so that have been picked. All right, yes, hearing from Cody on the listener line, he had Crowder in the tournament, our CCM tournament, won this morning earlier by mercy me, and even texting Dan the trucker back, I said, you know, with Toby Mack with 21, I thought Toby was going to the championship, but it just wasn't meant to be. The power and popularity of mercy me taking home the title. We'll do it again next year. We're already looking forward to it. But congratulations to Cassie and Cody celebrating their fourth wedding anniversary today, and Cody asking for this song from David Crowder.